Hello and welcome to Witchy Wellness Radio. I'm your host, Lauren Chalantani, women's holistic health coach and fellow recovering perfectionist. This podcast was created to show you that your body is not in the way. It is actually leading your way. And hello, everybody. This is Lauren again, your host of Witchy Wellness Radio, and you're listening to episode number 36, Love is the Law, with Marietta Alsenek. But before we get started in today's episode, I just wanted to announce something quite exciting for all of my local Columbus peeps. My partner and I, David, are actually starting a new workshop here locally at Go Yoga in Upper Arlington. I know that it just feels like the beginning of November when this episode first airs, but before we know it, the holidays are going to be around the season. So we came up with a tailored workshop, a deep release flow and essential oil experience. So we wanted to create an experience that was not only relaxing, but also very empowering for people to be able to fully show up for this wonderful time of year. Because we think of holidays sometimes as a challenging or triggering point in the year, but really we should be celebrating. We should be celebrating ourselves, life, all of our loved ones, because there is so much joy to be had. So with that intention, unwrap the holiday stress, a deep full body release, an essential oil experience was born. And again, we're partnering with Go Yoga in Upper Arlington, and the date is December 13th at 7 p.m. And tickets are now on sale. I will link all of this in the show notes, but send me a message if you have any questions. But I would love to see all of the local listeners there in person. So back to today's show, episode 36 with Marietta Alsenek. She is the author of Love is the Law book, 21 Universal Laws to Activate Your Inner Genius and Uplift Humanity. She's also a conscious attorney and a 5D intuitive business coach. And I will link her website as well as her book on Amazon for you guys. I've already started reading this. And let me tell you, this is very witchy wellness, radio-approved material. I have just loved soaking all the information up and even just turning to a random page. It's exactly what I need to hear. These are universal truths. You know, you'll hear things about the law of attraction, things that we talk about on here all the time. But there's 21 universal truths just like that, just as impactful. And if you really apply these principles, they're a game changer. You're shifting out of this 3D consciousness, you know, the way that we've always done things uphill, matter to matter, to a higher level of consciousness. You're almost getting a bird's eye view on your life and, you know, your intuitive guidance system. So what we talk about today on the show is Marietta's life-changing story from being a lawyer immigrant into going back to law school, starting her own company, losing it, and starting two more new companies, and now she's finally a conscious business coach and author. Why feeling like you don't belong is actually a blessing. Unraveling your self-worthiness issues through your career and being an overachiever. Retraining your analytical mind to unleash your intuition. Marietta's search for happiness outside of herself and how she switched to internal happiness. How to incorporate 5D into your business or marketing plan, which is the new way. Marietta's high-vibe explanation breakdown for skeptics and analytical peeps. She knows because she comes from a lawyer mindset. The law of duality. Start with darkness and what you don't want, and you realize how powerful that is in shaping your future. How Marietta 5x and 10x her income. Self-love and acceptance, no matter what. Welcoming challenges as teachers and guides. What businesses look like in a 5D reality, allowing yourself to receive, and why love is the law. Without further ado, I hope you guys enjoy episode number 36, Love is the Law, with my dear friend Marietta Alsenek. Hi, Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Witchy Wellness Radio. And I'm your host again, Lauren Chalantani. And today we have the pleasure of talking to Marietta Alsanek. She is an author of Love is the Law book, and she's also a conscious attorney and a 5D intuitive business coach, a powerhouse of a woman, if I might say so. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
I am happy to have you on here too. I feel like this is going to be a great conversation, just jumping into the unknown together. And I love your story. Out of a lot of our guests that we've had on here, I've never ceased to be amazed of how these beautiful souls got to be where they are today, and you know what woke them up and what drives them to just grow and share their light and really heal the world. So could you start off kind of sharing your backstory of what kind of led you to write this book and become a conscious attorney and a 5D intuitive business coach?
Absolutely. So I guess my story started about 6 years ago when I experienced a severe breakup with my back then business partner as well as life partner. And that felt like my world just collapsed because I lost sort of quote unquote lost relationship. And it was a very valuable lesson now looking back, but back then it didn't feel like it. And also I lost the company that we together co-founded. So that was a law firm. My background is lawyer and I am immigrant from Slovakia. Yeah, I moved to US with just $700 about 12 years ago. So I really worked so hard to be, you know, there at that place 6 years ago, and suddenly I lost everything. It felt like my world completely collapsed, and I found myself, you know, alone, heartbroken, and not knowing how to take care of myself. So that's how it started.
Beautiful. And you, from that experience, you started another company with, you know, more with your lawyer expertise. And I'm assuming from all of those experiences and the wisdom you gained, it kind of led you to redirect and start a new project and write this book?
So, you know, it's very difficult to answer it properly, to be honest, because my entire journey, you know, I feel like, you know, I was born in Slovakia, post-communist country. And I remember when I was 16, my father sent me to US as an exchange student. So when I got back, I was completely lost and I gained 60 pounds before I used to be this bottom dancer. So I was facing difficulty in my teenage years, you know, I had no idea who I am anymore. And actually, you know, some people experience the awakening later because the amount of pain they experience later in life. But I was facing the pain early on. And so I remember back then I was looking for answers, you know. So I would start actually reading self-development spiritual books back then, not telling anybody because it wasn't really normal back in Slovakia to read, you know. I guess it was Murphy's Law, Joseph Murphy. That was like one of the first books I read. And anyway, to get to the point, back then the transformation slowly started, right? And then I want to become a lawyer so I can actually be powerful and I can protect people and you know, save humanity. That was kind of motivation. And after I graduated law school in Slovakia, I felt that I don't belong. Again, you know, that feeling of not belonging, being outsider, being different was there with me all along, right? So I was looking for answers outside of me. I moved to different country, right? I went to law school, another law school. I graduated and became a lawyer. Then I met this guy, you know, we co-founded business, this law firm together. Then I lost everything. And then again, like I thought, okay, I need to become this powerful lawyer. I need to build my business. This was right after the breakup. So I can have the sense of accomplishment. And below that sense of accomplishment was self-love and acceptance. So I thought that if I build this company, this new company, and I will make money and I'll prove myself that, you know, I am good enough, in other words. And I thought that living in different countries is going to give me the fulfillment, and making money is going to give me fulfillment and happiness and so on. But as I was doing, and as I was working on my company, you know, being in the process of sort of discovering how is it to run a business on your own, you know, this was one of my fears back then. So, I had to challenge myself in so many ways to become self-made in the United States by myself. Now, during this time, I found that what we are looking for, especially if you're an entrepreneur, again, it's not outside of you, it's inside. And so I experienced severe burnout as a result of working hard, you know, in other words, going matter to matter approach when you are trying to basically go against the wall. So that was kind of my approach, like I'm all in and I do whatever I want because I have this free will and my will is so powerful and I can do and I can control myself. And that kind of control led me to experience severe burnout several times. And that ended up with a severe panic attack. So these panic attacks, and again, like this was like a gradual awakening, you have to understand, right? So it took me, I guess, 20 years of my life to be able to understand what I understand today. It was a journey. It didn't really start 6 years ago. It started 20 years ago, but 6 years ago was the biggest trigger for my book. And the book happened as a result of the pain from the breakup with my ex. And I remember I would be in such a pain that the only place where I kind of figured that this is the place that can heal me was to go within. It was almost intuitive, you know, intuitive feeling. Go within and start meditate. And back then I had no idea how to meditate and so on. But I started my meditation practice and one day I connected with, I call it my spirit guide, because I would actually hear the voice and the voice was telling me to basically write this book, which back then, again, I was kind of closed. This was 5 years ago and I didn't really believe this is real, you know. So, mm-hmm. But I felt great. When the voice came, I felt good. Like, I felt like this feels right. For whatever reason, it feels like home. The energy felt like home, you know. So I decided to trust and I would just type. The next 2 months, I was typing and whatever was coming through, stream of consciousness, I would just type. And then that's how the first draft of my book, Love is the Law, happened. So, and after that, you know, it was another journey because basically I wrote a draft that was sort of like a blueprint, 21 universal laws that I needed to apply into my own life before I published the book. So it was like a universal joke, you know, playing with me. Universe was playing with me. And I knew that I cannot publish this book unless I live, unless I embody these principles within me. So that was very challenging because I had no idea how, right? The matter to matter approach that I was used to and trained to think in certain way as an analytical lawyer was exact opposite of what my book is teaching. So I had very difficult time, you know, and that actually forced me to go even deeper. So I decided to travel the world, you know, as I was building my company still, the law firm, Immigration Beast, where I was helping foreign entrepreneurs starting businesses in the US. I was traveling the world and then moved from city to city, again, looking for the answers and happiness outside of me, right? I thought that, oh, if I move to this city, that's going to fulfill me. Then I felt tired or bored. Then I decided to move and went to another city. And so it was like this turn of looking for, you know, happiness outside of me. And then I kind of arrived because I did my first silence retreat, 10 days in silence. This was 3 years ago in Bali. And that was the first time in my life when I understood that, actually, no, I didn't really understand. I felt it. I felt presence of love and light within me, the energy, but I didn't have the understanding of what's really going on, right? So then I did another retreat, silence retreat in Nepal, then another silence retreat. And I remember the third retreat, again, the voice came back. And, you know, some people can, they say it's actually your higher self, right? Other people say there are beings, you know, spirit guides, whatever you call it, you know, there is the intelligent, loving intelligence that is guiding you. And that intelligence actually kind of told me that it's time for this book to go out. You know, it's time to share the book with the world. And as that was happening, I was experiencing difficulties at work in terms of doing the practicing law, doing work in the old way. You know what I mean? So I was very much challenged because something new was emerging, and that new is actually the new energy. And that new energy, and by the way, 21 Universal Laws in my book, these are the principles that are guiding the next level of existence where we are all going. And that's the 5D. That's the 5D reality. And so if we are not aligned with that energy, we're going to face challenges, because these challenges are forcing us almost to wake up and change everything. So that's the backstory.
I love it. I totally agree with shifting our perception and our consciousness into 5D reality, which basically means, you know, we're actually, I was listening to something on Gaia TV today about how we're actually living in all the dimensions at once, or the, all the realities at once, rather than shifting from one to the next. And for some reason, I never had thought about it that way. And it just kind of, it hit home with me today. And it's just basically realigning to whatever vibration you want to be in, and that consciousness, and focusing your energy there. And like you said, if your energy is moving up, but you're still focusing on this 3D reality, which mean when we say matter to matter, we're saying, like, you know, I have to work harder to succeed. I have to do everything all at once and burn myself out, versus coming from a higher perspective, a more grounded, heart-centered, you know, channeling your higher self. And I think, like, how you explained how you wrote the book was so beautiful. And I think we're channeling ourselves all the time, like this conversation right now. We're just jumping in and going with it.
And, you know, it's like, it's for me, like, it's almost difficult to even explain it in words, you know, because you can't really understand fifth dimension through words. You feel it through vibration. You feel it through your heart, right? So basically, these 21 laws in my book, these are tools, right? These are tools that are dissected in a way that people can understand, especially people who are analytical, right? Like people like me coming from legal background, you know, this is like the big polarity. On one hand, analytical, business-minded person, you know, high achiever, you know, matter-to-matter person. And on the other hand, I'm channeling things that are coming to me with ease. I don't have to do anything. So there is the challenge to integrate these two different realities. And if you try to apply whatever you know in 3D reality into 5D reality, that you're not going to feel peace, because you can take the 3D principles and bring it to the 5D, which was, by the way, very challenging for me when I was actually producing the book, publishing the book. It was just extremely painful process with my team, because I was applying the 3D principles, what I learned over the years, into this publishing process. And not only that, also like the 3D marketing stuff, you know, and that alone showed me, you can apply these principles to material that was channeled and supposed to lift humanity to the next level through the frequency. So honestly, like, my book it's going to be launched next week. And if you ask me, so what do you do? What kind of marketing you do? And my marketing right now is to raise my frequency to the point where I am connecting with people who are supposed to read this book. and so on. So I have this formula behind it, and I call it 5D marketing or 5D entrepreneurship, which again, it cannot be explained through the rigid principles of 3D matter, because you can only feel it. So people will get it when they feel it. It's through frequency.
And I even thinking of applying that 5D marketing or business entrepreneurial mindset, Marie Forleo, who is very big in the business and self-development world, that's what she does. Every year she launches B-School, her big business program. Mm-hmm. They do the work, they get everything prepped. And she says she just, for whatever period during launching or before, she just goes deeper into her own practices and to connecting to herself, connecting with those people who need that message, who need mm-hmm. the help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely. And that's, I feel like that's the way, that's the new way of doing business. It's not about applying the new marketing tips and strategies, you know. It's not about going after things. It's rather creating space in your life to invite whoever you need to invite, or calling people who you want to serve. And you can do it through basically just sitting in silence, or, you know, practicing meditation, through raising the frequency, which is the biggest paradox you can ever think of.
Yeah.
But it's true. And if you try the other way, you're going to apply all these principles, all the marketing strategies, the tools, the matter to matter, hardcore. I say, do it, go for it. You know, I've done it myself over the years, and it taught me a lesson. It taught me a lesson that it doesn't matter what kind of marketing strategies you're going to apply. You still end up, you're going to end up just very tired, and it's not going to be what you want. Because like you said, you know, the unknown is going to surprise you in a way that you cannot even imagine. So rather than controlling the process, just surrender to that process and let that process take over you and become part of it, and don't dictate how it's gonna turn out, as you are still holding the vision of the end goal that you want to manifest.
Mm-hmm. It's not about hoping or wishing that it will come true. It's about really holding that vision and believing in it and truly knowing it. And you don't know how, when, you know, you don't know the specifics, because it will surprise you, like you said. And somebody looking in from the outside and thinking, huh, that's an interesting business strategy. But a big phrase out there, I think, even outside of these circles is, mm-hmm. you know, your vibe attracts your tribe, which mm-hmm. is like very cheesy, but it's the same principle of, you know, a like attracts like. If you want...
I totally hear you, but at the same time, like, if there's somebody who is listening to this podcast and wondering, oh, these are all nice, beautiful words, but how do I apply it to my yes. reality? I can totally relate to this person, because I was there, you know, when mm-hmm. I took different courses, seminars, programs, you know, work with different mentors, and I was sick and tired listening to the same, you know, you have to hold the vision and vibrate high and just affirm. And I get it. I really do. But what I mean here is really embody the frequency. What I mean is you become that frequency. Because when you match that frequency of the reality you want to manifest, that's when it's going to manifest. Because that's the physics, right? And so the way you do it, you have to feel it in your body. And then you take aligned action. And that aligned action, that means that you're going to feel inspiration to go somewhere, do something. And it's not going to be logical. It's going to come from your heart or from your gut. And you just need to be brave enough to trust and do it. And that is how it's going to happen. Because it's not going to happen if you affirm, if you pretend to be positive, if you pretend to be a millionaire saying, oh, I'm a millionaire, but I feel broke, it's not going to happen if you have this mastermind strategy, how you're going to market this, in my case, it's book launch. How am I going to reach all these, you know what I mean? It's not going to happen because that is matter to matter. You're coming from lower frequency, trying to figure out something that is above you. So again, very simple. You just need to become the frequency. You need to become, you know, you need to embody the frequency of the reality you want to manifest, you want to live. And again, whatever it is, right? So it's almost like you have to become the perfect actor who is able to play this movie as if it's already here. And some people might say, oh, so do you mean like this is fake it till you make it? No, it's not fake it till you make it. You're actually embodying till you make it. Does it make sense?
Yeah. And I think a lot of people understand the opposite of that is, you know, you might really feel unwealthy or that lack of love in your life, but flip that upside down and start practicing that. How would you feel if you were overflowing with wealth or abundance or overflowing with love? And break it down. And like, at first, when I started practicing this work, I was like, I don't really know how I want to feel. I knew what I didn't want to feel. And that's okay. And that's a great place to start. And I think, say, okay, well, what's the opposite of what I don't want to feel? And yeah, start from there, because we focus so much on the lack or the, it's not here yet. But I think that's a great place to start and just figure out, what do you want to feel like?
It's almost like there is the law of duality, right? You just, and you flip the coin. So if you start with the darkness, it's okay. You have to, it's okay.
Yeah,
to
start somewhere. Dark. Yeah.
Yeah. You just go through the darkness, flip the coin, and you're going to end up the exact opposite experience, right? So if you feel lack of love, what's the opposite? Just imagine that you are in that relationship and feel it. Right? And feel it. And or you are broke. It's okay to be broke. It's just a result of the way you were thinking and feeling in the past, right? So you can change immediately. You have free will to change immediately and flip the coin and pretend like you are making whatever amount of money you want to receive and feel it. Feel it. Practice feeling of it every day. And then I know, like, for some people it might sound crazy, but you know, I experienced this a couple of times actually, you know, when I 5x and 10x my income, and it didn't happen in a normal way. It happened because I was sick and tired of sort of struggling, that I realized that there's got to be a different way. And I've done everything, you know, all the marketing, everything you can possibly imagine and implement. And, but what I didn't do, it was the mindset work. And then I was just so sick and tired of my present situation that I decided, you know what, this is it. Like, I am not available for this kind of reality anymore. And when I decided that I'm not available for this reality, that's when it's almost like I shifted to different reality and I attracted what I wanted to attract. And that's it. It's that simple. But on the other hand, it's not, because we have the belief system that is blocking us to actually believe that it's possible to do the quantum leap.
And I think it could be that one big decision. But for me, a lot of the times, it's that one big decision and a lot of small decisions every single moment of choosing that future self or that bigger part of myself that I want versus, you know, this reality that's slapping me in the face that is not aligned yet with what I want in my future. But I still have to connect to that feeling of feeling whole or abundant or loved or whatever you want. And and just keep deciding that, because like for me, I have to work on it every single day. This past week, I don't want to say regressed, but it's been difficult for me to stay present and stay focused on who I really know I am and that future self, and realizing, oh, when this happens, I usually shut down and I, you know, an XYZ happens. I'm like, that's okay. I realized it. And now I'm choosing to do something differently. I'm going to show up differently. I'm going to go meditate. I'm going to go do this and shorten that refractory period every single time. And it's okay. Like, I'm not perfect by any means. And realizing that and keep recentering and realigning myself. Do you find that too when you're working on something, or you're working with clients, I should say?
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like we are really perfect in being imperfect, you know, because yes, that's what's yes, beautiful and human like. And because of that imperfection, we are growing, and through growing, we are, I feel like, realizing our own power, and we're realizing the beauty of universe and how magical it is, the field, right? So mm-hmm. I know exactly what you mean, because I used to be very hard on myself, you know, and I used to not like the fact that I am not kind of like normal lawyer, you know. I used to actually, I didn't even like my book, you know. I would hide the book for 5 years, literally. So it comes down to self-love and self-acceptance. Just to accept yourself the way you are, even though you don't experience perfect day, you don't experience perfect meditation, you don't have perfect relationship, your work is challenging. Welcome these challenges, because they are your teachers, your guides, in other words. And through this duality, we are actually learning and we are growing. So it's a blessing. Otherwise, if you're perfect, you know, you go back to light. I mean, there's no work for you here.
Mm. That is so true. We're here to grow. We're here to learn. We're here to embody love for who we really mm-hmm. are. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love it. So somebody who might be interested in a 5D intuitive business coach, what kind of people do you see? What do people come needing coaching services for?
So I work with entrepreneurs who are either existing entrepreneurs who are basically sick and tired of their current reality, and they are doing everything method to method, right? The old school 3D marketing, but they seek change on energetic level, even though they are not aware of that. So if you are an entrepreneur who has burnout and don't know what to do, it doesn't necessarily mean that you should quit and go back to work 9-to-5 job, right? It just means that you need to start operating from the higher consciousness. So that's one group of people. Another group of people are people who are transitioning from maybe professional or regular 9-to-5 jobs, and they want to start their own business that is purpose-driven. And I am very, very passionate about helping. I think my superpower lies in quickly seeing through them. So I usually channel what's their purpose. Even though they are lost, I help them find their purpose. This happens through my channeling. And then we build a business around this purpose that is actually profitable, because I am about making money also. No, you know, because I believe that there's nothing wrong with money, especially if you have a purpose-driven company that is helping humanity. And what I mean by that, any kind of business that is helping humanity to ascend to the higher level of consciousness is, in my opinion, purpose driven, because that's aligned with the collective consciousness where we at and where we're going. So if your business is purpose driven and you're looking for a way to actually monetize that purpose, maybe you're just starting out and you don't know, and you need someone who can actually provide the bridge between the 5D and the 3D, because we still need to implement the 3D principles, right? Because we still live in 3D, right? So you still need to incorporate the company. You need, you know, the paperwork and so on. You need, you know, have the foundation in the 3D reality. But then you need to combine these different 5D, I call it 5D principles or laws, universal laws that are in my book, in order to build the company. Because if you just do it in a 3D way, I believe, because the energy is so different, right? Because the earth already entered fifth dimension and we are all adjusting to the frequency and we are all awakening. It's almost like the energy is forcing us to break open, to start downloading things, collaborate with each other, right? You can't do the business the old school way, if that makes sense.
Oh yeah. And I definitely feel that with my own business and podcast. And it's so funny. I just was thinking as you're talking, as I connect more to myself and really the collective consciousness, you know, people like you and all these other wonderful people on the show, I connect with and I meet and I'm like, perfect people to share on this show, to the point of I'm overbooked. I even have like half of next season planned and recorded. So it just reiterates to me, you know, you really have to show up for yourself, but it's really showing up for everybody and connecting to that bigger collective consciousness as a whole, which is humanity. And for a while, it took me to understand this concept of like, when you're able to connect to that or the void or the quantum field, people have a lot of words for it. Mm-hmm. And mostly in meditation or channeling, you have to lose yourself, your sense of self, to be able to discover who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's so beautiful.
And then you find out who you are. You're nobody. And then you go, and then you go from that place, place of energy, multiple realities, full potential, anything you want to create. And then you take that vision that you get there and you almost take the vision and you materialize it in 3D reality. And that is what I call the 5D entrepreneurship. Mm. And it has definitely something to do with serving humanity, because the fifth dimension is about love, love frequency. So as long as you are serving humanity, as long as you have open heart, as long as you have pure intention to help other people, right, as well as to receive, because, you know, there is a kind of extreme on the other hand when, you know, there is spiritual community and people who think that, yeah, we are in this awakening phase, and some people feel guilty to actually charge money. They feel guilty to charge money for the services. And I like to say to that it's okay to charge money, because that's energy, right? Your service is providing, offering your energy. And so if you're helping someone to go to the next level, like, you should actually receive exchange of energy for what you're doing for that human being, because then otherwise you are breaking the law of circulation. So allow yourself to receive. So that's why I'm all about creating, actually, and making profit, because there's nothing wrong in making profit as long as you are serving humanity.
I completely agree on that one. I would love to dive more in talking about your book specifically. Maybe talk about a few of the laws or the main principles. I know there's 21. I'm not sure if we can dive into all of those. So maybe somebody starting out into this work and thinking, oh, what these ladies are talking about, 5D consciousness, whether it's in business or applying in another area of your life, what are a few principles that somebody can apply who's just starting out? You know, just kind of walk us through maybe the first few.
Well, I would say the ultimate law is love. That's the title of the book. Love is the law. And it's not obviously romantic love. It's love, the frequency that you are. That's where you're from. That's where you go back. after we transition from this lifetime to another lifetime. And so I would say that it starts with self-love, you know, so try practice self-love every single day. You find that you don't love yourself, or you have difficulty to love yourself, or maybe you don't even know what it means. I used to be that person. I had no idea how to love myself. I would just ask this simple question: what would love do? And then tune into that, and then just do that. Just listen to your heart, honor yourself, and spend time alone. I know it sounds crazy, maybe for some people, if they are in a relationship. Maybe the relationship is not functioning. Don't be afraid to spend time by yourself. That's the way to know yourself.
Yeah. And I completely agree, whether it's healthy or unhealthy relationship, or maybe you're a parent and I know, you know, you're always on call, but taking the time to step outside your identity of being you in this reality is very vital in shifting into a 5D consciousness. And also just, like you said, loving yourself and getting to know yourself. And that's a lifelong journey, you know, and there's always a deeper layer to dive into and to love yourself even more.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And because, like you said, the deeper you go into pain, you're going to realize that you are not the pain. You are actually nobody. You are love, and you're going to end up in void. And void is basically the place where we are all one, oneness, wholeness, unity. And that place is pure love. And so don't be afraid to go deeper. Don't be afraid to experience darkness in your life, whatever that means for you, because that darkness is going to give you valuable lessons that's going to basically show you what's on the other side, and that's love and light. So yeah, I feel like the only way to fall in love with yourself is really through accepting yourself imperfect. It's okay. The dark side of you, it's okay. Love your whole being for who you are, and don't be afraid to go deep into your pain. Because the deeper you go, you're going to find the truth. And that's when you're going to fall in love with yourself. Because that is who you are, really. That's your core essence.
We've kind of touched on the challenges or contrast earlier in the show. But the more you dive deeper into those pain points or those triggers or that trauma, from a loving perspective and wholeness, I just like to visualize myself sometimes thinking about a big slingshot of the deeper I go, the more I love myself and the more present I am with that, the more that slingshot is pulling me back and the further that I will propel myself forward, even, you know, to get to know myself even better. Mm-hmm. And to be able to be like, all that stuff that happened, you know, thank you. Thank you so much for showing me, for giving me the opportunity to do the work, to show up for myself, to love myself. And that's when you're like, all right, where's the next challenge? Where's the next wound? Like, I want to go deeper. I want to show up and grow and love more and expand even more. And, you know, that's what life's all about to me.
Yeah. And you know, you said it beautifully, because I feel like, the challenge, okay, there's no growth without challenge, but there's also no light without darkness. So for you to literally experience how you work, is to be brave enough to face these challenges, whatever that is, whatever you are facing right now, to go through it. And the deeper you go, you're going to realize, okay, no big deal. Now I learned the lesson. Now I see clearly, right? And the moment you see clearly, it's the most beautiful moment when you realize the truth. Again, love. So I feel like without all these challenges, like, let me give you a practical example. I would never be here today with my book helping other humans if I hadn't got through the pain with my ex. Right? like it's all connected. So be grateful for the pain, the challenges, difficulties in your life, personal, professional. Everything is serving you, even though you don't see it yet. It's going to make sense later in the future. So you need to trust. Just trust. Have faith.
Yes, and trusting is such a big part of it, and surrendering. Because we love to control, and we love to know, if I just do X, Y, Z, then this will happen. And I think as much as I still have to retrain myself not to do that, there's so much beauty in not knowing how something's going to unfold, but being able to trust that it will.
Yeah, and it's like I said, it's challenging to surrender, because we are trained to control things. And the more analytical you are, the more challenging it becomes to surrender. I remember, you know, Dr. Joel Dispenza event, you know, we had a surrender exercise. And basically, I was the last person in my group who surrendered, because I didn't want to surrender. Like, and all the old programming was just coming up to the surface. And then, you know, because like how can I really surrender? Like, I mean, I was trained to control everything in my life in order to survive. Yeah, as an immigrant, you know, as a lawyer, so. For me, the concept of surrendering is foreign concept. Like, what do you mean? You know, how do I surrender suddenly and just let the universe guide me? Like, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. but the truth is that the more you surrender, the more you show that you fully trust universe. And that's the moment when you actually become that frequency, because there is nothing in between you and source. There is nothing in between that is blocking you. So I would say, just get over yourself and surrender. It's like, it's literally that simple.
Yeah. And it is. It's just, for me, I think, who wrote the book? Oh my gosh. The 5 second rule, the 3 second rule.
Mel Robbins.
Mel Robbins. It's that principle. Don't think, just do it.
Just do it. Yeah.
You know, and for, so to add on to your surrender activity, story. So at these events, Dr. Joe Dispenza's events, it's like this big trust fall where you walk up the stand, probably, I don't know, like maybe 4 feet high. I'm not sure how tall. It's not very tall. People are holding on to this net all around you. So all you do is you just turn your back towards the net, close your eyes, and fall back, and they'll catch you. And last year when I went to my first event, I did it. I kicked my leg up and I tried grabbing the person, and, you know, cause my body just took control of me. So this year I was like, I'm going to stand stiff as a board and just let go. I know that they're going to be there. And like, I'm just trying to tell myself this. And I get up there and I'm like really nervous too. And I was like one of the first people to go, because I knew if I just needed to get it over, like, no, don't think, do it. Mm-hmm. And I get up there, and we have to say, you know, I'm ready to surrender. And everybody will say, surrender now. And I said it, and I hesitated, and I kind of froze. So I had to do that again. And I said, okay, breathe, reconnect to myself. And I said, I'm ready to surrender again. And they said, surrender now. And I did. I fell all the way back pretty straight as I could. And it was just like, I don't think I've ever surrendered that much before. And I hit the ground, and it was this brief second. And all of a sudden I just start laughing uncontrollably. And my heart just opened up. I have a video, I'll have to share it in the show links. I haven't posted it yet, of me just like in complete state of bliss, because I'm like, Oh, if I only knew that my entire life, I would have surrendered a lot more.
Yeah.
To like absolutely. Viscerally feel that, like, no matter what, the universe has you. The universe has your back. And we come from the universe. We are the universe, which is just love. And I think we get so scared that something bad's going to happen, but just, you know, we're still here. You're listening to this podcast. You're here. You're breathing. And like, that's more than enough evidence for me to be like, let's keep going. Let's keep surrendering.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And I think it's the programming of fear that we have, right? That is basically creating the illusion of separation. And so I want people really to feel it, you know, because I heard this so many times in the past and I just didn't really feel it. Like it has to, people need to feel it. And the way you start feeling it is start practicing this surrender on a daily basis and experiment with the universe. Whatever it is, like if you're afraid to do something, observe your fear and then surrender. Practice this surrendering on a daily basis. And the more you do it, the more you're going to actually realize that, okay, universe is actually supporting me and I don't have to be afraid here. So that's going to help people to create a trusting relationship with themselves, which in other words is the universe. So I feel like it's daily practice of surrender. And even if you catch yourself feeling scared, don't beat yourself up. It's okay to feel. It's okay to feel the fear. It's fine. But then just do it anyway.
Yeah.
It's like the 5-second rule book.
Yeah. And I think the quote, there's a quote that's like, feel the fear and do it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much for coming on. I think we covered a lot today. And I'm sure people are going to be very intrigued about your book and coaching with you. Was there anything else you wanted to kind of wrap up about or chat on before we go today?
I guess I would say if they're interested to learn more, they can go to loveisthelaw.com. The book is launching next week. And yeah, very exciting times for me. And my intention is for whoever's going to read the book to activate the inner genius, and then together so we can uplift humanity.
Mm-hmm. All together. It takes all of us. And it's, you know, realizing there's a special part of you. You're here for a reason. And to let that light shine is gonna heal you, but also the rest of humanity.
Exactly.
So thank you again for coming on.
Thank you so much.
And talking with us. And I love ending the show challenging our listeners because I know they got so much out of the show today and listening to you to, you know, how can we show up for you and provide you with some value?
Get the book. That's how you can provide.
Yeah.
Well, if you actually get the book, if someone actually gets the book and really not just read the book, but apply the exercises at mm-hmm. the end of each chapter, and you send me email that is actually working, then I would just be in heaven, honestly. So that's how, and because as you do that for me, you're doing it for you, right?
Yes.
So whatever your listeners do for themselves, they're doing for me because we are all one.
So true.
But not just read the book, they need to apply. They need to literally apply the exercise at the end of each chapter. And that's how I would challenge everyone.
Yes. Or whatever you're doing is to apply the work mm-hmm. that you're doing.
Yeah.
Just read it. Because I'm guilty of reading and you know, all these philosophies. But it's like, okay, well, what am I going to do about it?
I hear
actually
you.
Actually following too. Through.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's the we need to change the brain patterns. Like
yes.
if you want to see the, you know, you need to change your habits, and it's not comfortable. But the true change can only happen if you apply and do the work.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for coming on the show again, and also thank you for shining your light and sharing this beautiful message with us all. I am excited. I cannot wait to order it. and read it. And I will be emailing you too, I'm sure.
Please do. Well, thank you so much for having me and to have the opportunity to share whatever was coming through me today.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And remember, open up, surrender, trust, and let your body lead the way.